Harry and Meghan could be following Barack and Michelle to Netflix. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 20th day of January. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Bad news from the world of automakers. Boeing is looking for cash. Delta had a good year, so the company is sharing. The president is out wooing farmers. The markets here in the United States were closed today, and Tony Romo is about to get a huge paycheck. Those stories and Laura Kennard with business events this week in the Des Moines Metro, but first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and I am so grateful to be back in Iowa after spending, what, 4 days, I think 5 days maybe, I don't know. I was in Arizona on business, and my, yeah, the weather was a lot warmer there, but it was way too far away from home. Nice to be back with you. Oh, by the way, you want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. You can find us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Well, it looks like Netflix is interested in adding Harry and Meghan into the streaming mix along with the Obamas. Netflix chief content officer said he would be interested in speaking to Harry and Meghan, otherwise known now as the Sussexes, about working together. Speaking at an event in Los Angeles over the weekend, he told the Press Association, quote, "Who wouldn't be interested? Yeah, sure, we are," end quote. As you know, Harry and Meghan will no longer be working members of the royal family after April and will split their time between the UK and North America. Oh, and the Obamas? Well, Harry is friends with former U.S. President Barack Obama, and some royal observers say he will consider adopting the Obamas' post-White House career model with Netflix. Barack and Michelle Obama reportedly signed an 8-figure deal with Netflix to produce historical, biographical, and social justice programming with their company, Higher Ground Productions. Netflix would give Harry and Meghan a platform of 158 million paid subscribers, and it would be a coup for the streaming service, which won critical praise for The Crown, chronicling the life of Queen Elizabeth. So, two words, stay tuned. When we talk about car sales, most think about the domestic car market. And while that's been limping along okay, it's worse globally. Last year, the global auto industry plunged deeper into recession, with sales dropping by more than 4% as car makers struggled to find buyers in China and India, and the pain is likely to continue this year. Global vehicle sales are off by over 4 million units, and the end may not be in sight. The slump has upended an industry that's grappling with a huge challenge of ditching the internal combustion engine to tackle the climate crisis. Some experts have even begun to speculate that the world may have reached peak car, or the point at which global demand for vehicles begins to decline for the long term. So what's going on? Well, the experts say there's a reduced demand in wealthy cities that are struggling with traffic congestion and increased pollution. In those urban areas, potential buyers might be more likely to use car-sharing programs or public transportation. And in the continuing rise of prices for vehicles, that may force many to forego buying new and stick with used. Well, according to people familiar with the story, Boeing is talking to banks about borrowing $10 billion or more as the company faces rising costs stemming from two fatal 737 MAX crashes. Individuals who leaked the story said that Boeing has already secured $6 billion from banks and is shopping around for more. From the Money Talks department, Delta Airlines had a very good year last year, so instead of just verbally thanking its employees for the company's strong performance, it announced it would pay them $1.6 billion in profit-sharing bonuses. So what does that mean? Well, Delta says that all eligible employees will receive a check next month for 16.6% of their annual salary. That's equivalent to an additional 2 months of pay. The profit payout to employees for 2019 is a record amount. It is also the sixth year in a row that the company has paid out more than $1 billion to workers. The profit-sharing plan started back in 2012 following Delta's merger with Northwest. Full-time and part-time workers, whether or not they're unionized, will be getting a check. The only people excluded from the profit-sharing plan are the company's officers, directors, and general managers, although they will be paid for their own performance-based bonuses. President Donald Trump championed a pair of trade victories at the Farm Bureau annual meeting Sunday in Austin, Texas. Trump is hoping that his Phase 1 deal with China, finalized in a White House signing ceremony last week, and a renegotiated pact governing trade with Canada and Mexico that the Senate passed on January 16th, can buoy him with farmers who have borne the brunt of the president's trade wars. While Washington and Beijing have inked their trade pact, China hasn't specified how much of each American product it will import, and it's not clear that the deal will substantially exceed agricultural purchases the company was making before the trade war began. Prices of commodities like soybeans, wheat, corn, and pork have remained relatively flat in the aftermath of the deal, suggesting that traders don't see an imminent surge in purchases. Farm bankruptcies, by the way, surged late last year to their highest level since 2011, clustered largely in Midwestern states crucial to the president's reelection. Still, Trump has argued that subsidies offered by the Agricultural Department, totaling around $28 billion over 2 years, helped blunt the impact of the trade war on farms. Nearly 40% of last year's projected farm profit came from trade aid, disaster assistance, federal subsidies, and insurance payments. That's according to a report released by the farm organizations hosting the president. A recent survey found that 49% of those who said that they or an immediate family member worked in an agricultural-supported area did support the president's farm policies, while 40% disapproved. Critics have suggested the president is buying votes with tax dollars. Wall Street saw no action today in honor of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. However, global stocks drifted. European equity markets were lower, while U.S. stock futures dipped in electronic trading. In Asia, MSCI's broadcast index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan fell by 0.2% today after rising to its highest since June of 2018. Japan's Nikkei averaged about 2% up to near its highest in 15 months. Trade resumes tomorrow on Wall Street. And finally, there is this. ESPN will make Tony Romo the highest-paid sports broadcaster in history. The former Dallas Cowboys quarterback, who is currently making $3 million a year at CBS, will be offered up to $14 million per year to join ESPN, which currently forks out more than $1 billion a year to cover Monday Night Football. With NFL football accounting for three-quarters of the top 100 U.S. television broadcasts last year, retaining the rights to televised games is of enormous significance for the league's broadcast partners. And on a personal note, I have truly enjoyed listening to Romo in the broadcasts. He's got this unique ability to break down every play and often knows what's going to happen before it does. Tony Romo, I think, yeah, maybe worth every penny. Coming up, it's Laura Kennard and business events in the greater Des Moines Metro. Thanks for listening.